This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew on Joy 94.9.
Good evening, Australia. Hey, a big thanks to those hide-and-seek boys. They were very cheeky tonight, weren't they, my love?
They were.
Good evening, my love.
Good evening, my love. How are you?
Look, I'm all right.
Have you recovered from Easter?
Oh, we had a big Easter this year, didn't we?
Oh, my God, it was massive, but it was fabulous.
It was pretty fantastic. We might talk about Bond Day a little bit later in the show.
Oh, yes, because, well, our very special guest tonight was a pivotal part of Bond Day this year, Brett.
She was, if remember Love Boat, and there was always the very special guest star, she was the top very special guest star.
She really was.
Like, she was the Jacqueline Smith of the Bond Day guest party.
She was. No, her first name ain't Baby. It's Sissy, Miss Jackson Canasty.
Oh, my God. Can I tell you, we are going to go down memory lane tonight. I do apologise, ladies and gentlemen out there. There is going to be a lot of camp talk tonight. We did have quite rather the camp childhood in retrospect.
Well, just for the listeners at home, because Sissy may not mean anything, but it is Brett's gorgeous sister and my divine sister-in-law,
she's beautiful.
Rebecca, who we've been lucky enough to have over for Easter, and she's still here, and we don't want her to go back, but she has to eventually.
She has to go back.
But luckily, we've got her in the studio tonight for the show.
And Andy, saying that,
yes.
Now, it's always your decision when it comes to choosing the first song of the night, is it not, my love?
Well, quite often, yes, Brett.
But this
not
is
always.
This is dedicated to... This is dedicated to two people tonight. First off, it is for Scotty. If you're listening, Scotty, you've always asked for a Madonna track. This is the Madonna track, especially for you. And this is also a little bit for my sister. And what's the song, my love?
It's the gorgeous Madonna with the gorgeous Material Girl. You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew on Joy 94.9. Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew on Joy 94.9, and that was Madonna, Mogadonna, with Material Girl, because we've got the original Material Girl in.
My beautiful sister, Beck.
Oh, the one and only gorgeous Sissy. Welcome to Chatterbox,
hey, thanks for having me.
Now, darling, you've been over with us for the Easter break, and you'll be going back in a couple of days, which will be terribly sad, but it's been lovely.
How will I handle it? But I don't know.
You did come over for a rather special party that happens for the homosexuals once every year.
Good Friday, Bonnet Day.
Yeah, and now how... Oh. What, for the listeners at home, Bonnet Day is a day where...
It's the day of days.
It really
Let's
is.
Talk about it.
It is the day of days. It is.
It is. And I had seen photos year after year, and last year when I saw the photos, I just said, I am booking the next day. The ticket was booked to come. Please let me come to Bonnet Day.
Bonnet Day is two dear friends of ours, Tony and Jeremy, throw a wonderful bumper bash over in Toorak, and everybody needs to wear a ridiculously oversized Easter bonnet that has to be made. It can't be bought.
Yes.
Yes.
You can't go along to Maya and just pick yourself up a old sun hat.
Yes, and that is directed at two people who went to the party, but we'll move along.
They don't listen to this show, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, I think gays Rebecca and hot and glue guns. That's what it's about. It's about you wanting to get your hand on a hot glue gun.
It really is.
And stick
absolutely
as much ridiculousness as you can.
And every year it's a different theme. So we've had the French theme, we've had Asia, we've had space.
Yes.
And this year was Hollywood. Do you like it how we did that in unison, Andy?
Well,
without any practice.
It's sad.
You're born what? You're born what? 2 days, 2 years and 2 days apart?
Something like that.
3 days, 362 days.
Okay.
1 year, 362 days. Yeah. So I was very excited about Hollywood. But I also gave it completely over to you, Andy. I allowed you to do whatever you liked with my bonnet.
And what bonnet did you wear this year,
I
my
might
love?
Have been Carmen. Carmen Miranda.
So there was a lot of fruit going on.
We
called your hat Lola, didn't we?
We did, Lola.
I think we also worked out that you were about 7 foot tall with your hat on.
Thank God, because I'm 5 foot nothing usually. So thank God I got to be tall, but everyone else was still taller than me.
But you looked fab.
Thank
we looked
you
fab.
I
we
loved
had
it.
Look, we had a big dimbula that day, as Dad used to say. Big party,
it
big
was
day
a big
out.
Yes.
We all paid for it come Saturday. Yeah. Lordy, lordy,
bit
lordy.
Slow off the mark.
But you've been, we've been taking you to a couple of shows around town, haven't we, sis?
We have. We've seen a little bit of comedy.
Yes.
A little bit of comedy.
Now, we've seen Joel Creasy.
Yeah. Hilaire. So funny.
He really was, wasn't he?
He was precious.
Funny little
and
gay
I loved
boy.
Him.
He's filling a little bit of a gap that Kathy Griffin has left now that she can't tell jokes about celebrities. Don't you reckon? Because he dished the dirt a couple of times.
He did. And we're not going to talk about what he talked about, but go see him. It is worth every penny.
Someone else that we went to see was the fantastic Anne Edmonds.
Yeah.
Who we've had on the show a few times. She's at the Town Hall. She's brilliant.
Yeah. She's brilliant. It's a little room. Yeah. Very cosy.
Very cosy.
And well worth your dollars as well. Spend your dollars. Well worth it.
And not forgetting the one and only, one of my favourite all-time comedians.
Another Perth girl.
Yes.
It's
the fabulous Judy the Lucy.
Yeah, absolutely. My favourite in the whole wide world. Yeah.
She cannot do anything wrong in my book.
Yes. I love her.
I love her.
Also, go see her.
go see Melbourne Comedy Festival's on at the moment. There is a huge variety of fabulous local and international acts. And there's such a buzz in the city, isn't there, my
There
love?
Is.
Oh, my God. Can I say for a Wednesday night, it is absolutely pumping.
Brimming. And that was brimming with a B. Hey,
yes,
you're listening to Chatterbox tonight with Brett and Andy and our very special guest, my darling sister, only on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9. Australia's best radio station.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew and our special guest, Rebecca Sissy, Brett's sister, my gorgeous sister-in-law on Joy 94.9.
It's lovely to be here.
It's lovely to have you.
Lovely to have me here.
Now, darling, a big part of Chatterbox, obviously, is people get to choose four songs and talk about their lives. Now, we're going to cast your mind back. I want to find out where this gorgeous Donnie and Marie pair that I see before me. I want to hear all about the early days, because you were born, I think you said earlier, 1 year
and 2 days. 2 years before me. Yeah.
2 years and 2 days?
1 year and 362 days.
Okay, right.
Let's not mince our days.
No. But I'm happy to be thought of as the younger sister whenever it comes up. Yes, I'm younger.
Can I say, that's only actually come up once. With a friend? What do you mean? It's come up more than once. Has it really? You mole.
Oh. You went right back to being
You
mother
tell
and
me
sister.
Now on air.
Well, when else would I tell you?
Yes,
honestly.
Exactly.
You can't hit me. I'm across the desk from you.
This is true, but I can cut your mic.
Damn it. It's never been said. We grew up in a place called Scarborough.
Which is a beautiful, for those people that have been to WA. Gorgeous, gorgeous, right on the beach, stunning beach.
Absolutely.
It is. And I'd say come to Perth, but don't. I don't want you to spoil it for me. no, not part of the WA Tourism Commission or anything. Beautiful place, but we lived in a little, tiny little house on a massive block, and then my brother was born. There really wasn't room for four in the house.
No, but I tell the story that it was an old beach house. It was an old beach house from, I think, the 30s, and it was purposely built as one room. Then what happened was the people who owned the house beforehand just built rooms off it. So there was one room in the house with seven doors.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
So you can imagine, couldn't hang anything on the wall. No bloody wall.
No. It was just door frame.
It was very different. Mum and Dad decided, well, I was born and we had to sell the house.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
We didn't go far. We went to Hammersley.
Yeah, not very far.
Hammersley, Western Australia. Tall as the trees.
Reciting our primary school song,
which is so sad that...
Shall we do it now?
Oh, no.
Just go on. Do it for me.
Glendale Primary School in Hammersley, Western Australia. Tall as the trees, we will strive to please our parents, teachers and God. Which is quite hilarious because it was a state school, so we should not have been singing about
God. They did change that a few years before we left. Yeah, thank God they changed God.
It actually sounded... like a theme song to a really shitty 1970s sitcom.
And just what? It was written by a guy that then went on to become the musical director of the WA Symphony Orchestra. So he's got a lot to answer.
We all have to start somewhere.
Yeah.
And there was a music break during it, which people at the end of the song used to go, you know,
jazz hands.
Tall as the trees we strive to be, our parents, teachers, and God. And it would go dun, dun, dun. But then it turned into, over the years, cha-cha-cha. Yeah.
Just in your house? Or
I would like to say this is one of the few times I didn't gay it up. The school gayed it up for me.
Now, can I say, because it's so gorgeous to see that you two have got such a lovely relationship as adults, because you really do get on well, and it's wonderful. But the fact that you were born quite close together.
Yes.
And also you shared birthdays within a couple of days. Were you close?
I shared birthdays.
Growing up, were you close, or did you used to bicker quite a bit?
I think we're Geminis, so there are two sides to us. For sure.
love hate.
I think that we probably were really close for a long time, and then during those developing teenagers, 20 years, we weren't.
Yep.
And then now we're pretty good. Yep. I don't see as many siblings that are quite as good as us.
Oh, absolutely.
We win the Olympics for the siblings.
I think so. I really do.
You're simply the best.
Hey, let's not.
Actually, you know, I'm going to stop singing because singing ain't great.
Tonight.
How about we stop singing
and
we talk about why you chose the first track tonight?
Well, a bit of a love affair with... Australia had a love affair with this band, really, didn't we?
Yeah.
I mean...
Oh, absolutely.
Agnetha. Anna Fred. Benny and Bjorn.
Making up the beautiful ABBA.
And we did love them. I had an ABBA pillowcase.
I remember you having the ABBA t-shirt.
I had an ABBA t-shirt.
And I remember Cousin Esther...
Yes.
She was even a big... She had lots of ABBA memorabilia.
She had way too much.
She had a lot. But she was a few years older than us, so she was a little bit cooler.
And, you know, there's lots of obvious choices with ABBA, but Super Trooper.
It's one of the most underrated ABBA tracks.
It really
best is. Best ABBA album, I think, or one of the best ABBA albums.
I'm with you.
And I think it got lost in the whole Winner Takes It All tidal wave that was that.
Winner Takes It All.
But it's
Let's
a great track.
Let's be Super Troopers together.
It really is a great track. But the only thing is, go on YouTube and watch the video, because it was one of the few videos where, who's the blondie?
Agnetha.
She got a wardrobe last because Frida's got a very smart dress on and Agnetha's got the saggy bosom. Grecian bosses.
But can I say, Anna Fred looks absolutely amazing. And here it is now, Super Trooper by ABBA. Hayley, listening to Chatterbox tonight with Brett and Andy and our very special guest, Sissy. Only on Joy. 94.9.
I feel alright. I suddenly escaped.
Oh, sorry, we're on air.
You're listening to Musical Chatterbox with Donny and Marie and God knows who else on Joy 94.9.
Oh, dear.
And Sandy Duncan. Finally. And
who was that old gay, the one who used to do the voices?
No! The one who goes
like, Sour Grey.
Yeah. Oh, what was her name? Oh, she was the mean old thing.
Can't remember,
that one.
But it used to be on the Donny and Marie show all the time.
Oh, look.
Anyway, you're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew and our special guest, Brett's sister Rebecca, gorgeous sissy.
I apologise for all
on Joy 94.9. It's a very musical singy show tonight.
It's a little bit sick. But you know what? Something that my sister and I did when we were growing up a lot,
yep.
I'm not sure if Rebecca remembers. Now, the back of the house, there was an archway to the bedrooms at the back of the house.
Yep.
And you could see it from the kitchen. And Rebecca and I, that was our proscenium arch, wasn't it? It was our theatre. Occasionally, I would take my curtains off the off the rails, and that would pretend to be the curtains of the theatre. And instead of moving them across, I would just move the whole rack away. And Rebecca and I would usually prepare a show for Mum, who was usually preparing dinner.
Thank God she was a captivated audience. She couldn't escape. She had no choice.
And inevitably, it would be something like Rebecca would be the lead, and I would always be her like her co-presenter, right? I was always second fiddle, other than tonight. And there would be some sort of show, wouldn't it, Beck?
Yeah, it's sad. I know. I'm sorry. It was the 70s, late 70s.
Yeah, it was the 70s. We didn't have much money. You had to make your own fun.
We did. We made our own entertainment. And God,
Channel 2 didn't come online till 3 p.m. in the afternoon.
We were very entertaining, though. I don't think many families grew up with quite... the mix we had. And we'd have friends over and we'd perform in that archway too. That was,
in fact, they used to come in and they would be the ensemble.
Yes, and you had quite a few cousins around your age as well. Did they used to join in or were they not?
Well, it's funny because Rebecca, I'm not sure if she remembers this, for one Christmas, she was given the Kiss makeup kit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I relish that present.
Oh,
don't
my
worry.
God.
I love
it.
So,
that
Rebecca, who were you in the Kiss makeup kit?
I actually can't remember. I think I was Ace Frehley.
Ace Frehley.
Yeah, okay. Because he's a star.
Yeah. I was the star over my face.
I thought that
Paul
was Ace.
Paul Stanley.
Yeah, I was Ace. You were Paul.
And the other two
there was
were...
a cat. My cousin Glenn, I think, was the
cat. Yes, he was the cat.
The drums,
and Gene Simmons was our cousin Ian.
Can I ask, who did the makeup? Did you do each other's or...
No, Margarita actually did the makeup.
Now, how did that pan out for you?
I do wish there would be photo evidence somewhere, but I
Our uncle
Because I
still
adore,
has,
I adore Maggie.
Yes, you do. But our uncle still has a photo album and the four of us. And every time I go back to Perth, I've been mean to ask our cousins or my uncle for it. Right. But there is photographic evidence that Maggie did our face as the band Kiss.
I think she did quite well because she just was following a pattern.
There was instructions.
Okay.
I think that was okay. Look, I was just getting ready for my later life as a kindergarten teacher, up performing in the crowds, dressed like an idiot, basically. And look, that's fun. That's great. An imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. Nothing wrong with that. Well, good. Yeah. Well done, Father Christmas. That year is what I
Can I ask as well, because I think I found personally when I was growing up, like my brother and I were relatively close. There's about 2 years difference between us, 18 months, 2 years, similar to you two.
Yeah.
Yes.
We grew up to a point where we were really close, but then he became my older brother when he hit teenage years. And that 2 years may have as well have been 20 years because it really sort of, there was a big age difference between us
then. And I think
it's
hitting that high school bracket when you go off to big school.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And you leave that person behind.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
And you start doing different things as well, I think.
Oh, you do. And definitely... It was just a change. You're mixing with a different group of people and, you get exposed to more music, for example, you know.
Absolutely.
And, I think we were always okay, but,
But what was Beck like as a teenager?
Oh, think I was quite conservative, really.
No, I think back in the 80s with what you used to wear in the 80s, and you were incredibly stylish. For someone who was only 13 or 14, the style that you took on, you were always exciting, like the colours and the cuts and the prints. You used to make your own clothes as well.
Yes, I said the singer or the Janome got a good workout. I learned how to make shorts and rara skirts. But I think that I wouldn't push the boundaries, but I'd definitely take on what was fashionable and make it then what I like to wear. So, and I think the 80s let you do that. You could do whatever you like.
Absolutely. Do you know, the 80s I always think is one of those really strange decades where there were two quite distinct looks. There was that sort of young Madonna, sort of slightly rebellious look. And then there was the glamorous 80s, which was water taffeta and shoulder pads. And
taffeta.
But if you think about the pads and taffeta, like mothers and daughters often would wear the same dress.
Yeah.
And sometimes 2 years later, I'm sorry, Mum, I'm pointing the finger at you now.
Your mother might wear your same dress that you wore to a wedding when you're 15.
So what type of music did you love as a teenager? Because I think in your teenage years, you take on, it's all about forming your own identity, both with clothes and music.
So that's, I think I was quite influenced by British rock at the time and British pop. And there was Duran Duran and Spandau Ballet and some Euros come in as well. So we're going to talk about Aha because I was a little bit in love with Aha as
all of
well.
Them?
Oh, well.
Or just the two, because there was that runty looking one.
But is it Mads or Mags? Yeah, Mads. And
And Morton. There was the blondie Morton. One, and then the one with the, and Morton.
And then the other one.
And then there was the one, that NQR one.
How do I think we've got more wonderful 80s music coming up next? Yes, you are on Chatterbox tonight with Brett and Andy and our very special guest, my beautiful sister, Rebecca, only on Joy 94.9.
All day, every day. Joy 94.9 on air and online at joy.org.au.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew and our special guest, Brett's gorgeous sister, my beautiful sister-in-law, the lovely Rebecca on Joy 94.9.
Now, Andy.
Yes.
It's the halfway mark. It is flying by,
really
as per usual.
It really is.
But for those of you who have just tuned in, Andy, what is our show about?
Well, because Gogglebox is on Foxtel now on a Wednesday night, and that's not good.
No.
You may be just tuning in, and Chatterbox is a talk show where we bring in a member of our circle or a member of the community, and they get to choose four songs, and they talk about themselves, basically, have a bit of fun with you
Absolutely.
And I, and pass the hour.
Absolutely. Now, also, Andy.
Yes.
Big things happening around at Joy at the moment. The 2015 Tech Drive's here.
Yeah, now what do we need this year, Brett?
We need a new transmitter.
When do we need it?
Now.
Now, for those of you that don't know... A transmitter basically is something that, you know, on that like old film,
RKO, the old
beep,
RKO.
Beep, 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 it sends out the radio waves. So basically without that, that's it. I think they've got it.
Brett. Have they got it?
So without the transmitter, basically you can't hear us. So to save any of us going up to the roof with an old wire coat hanger and standing there covered in tin foil.
My love looking like an extra out of Frankenstein.
We need some cash, quite frankly.
And how much cash, Andy?
Well, look, we need $20,000. So Joy's transmitter, it really does need urgent replacement. So we would encourage you, our listeners, our social media followers, can you please go to joy.org.au and click on the donate links.
Absolutely.
As I said earlier, it's so important. Without a transmitter, you don't get to hear us.
No.
So please give generously.
Absolutely. And all donations are obviously over $2 is tax deductible. Now, we are talking to my beautiful sister, Rebecca, tonight.
Hello.
Who's popped into Melbourne town for a few days.
Oh, I've had a week here. It's delightful.
Now, sis.
Yes.
Coming up.
Yes.
Your second track of the night. Now, we touched on it before.
We did.
One of your favourite bands from the 80s.
Oh, look, it's Aha.
Yeah.
I've got to tell you, the video clip, I think, was the clincher when I was thinking about a
Absolutely.
Song. The drawing.
This was so high tech at the
it
time.
It was so high tech.
Absolutely.
It was amazing. Rage. You know, we would sit there in front of Rage. I'd record on my cassette player to get Take On Me. And it was, it was amazing. So... Aha, and Take On Me.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew and our special guest Rebecca on Joy 94.9. You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew and our very special guest, the gorgeous Rebecca on Joy 94.9.
That was the fabulous aha with Take On Me. Going back to the 80s there, sis.
Can't help it. I'd like to live there again, actually. Oh. I think sometimes. A little bit of pleasure.
The 80s was a great decade, wasn't it?
It was.
Now, darling, you have three absolutely beautiful children.
I do.
Shall we say hi to them now?
I think we should.
Hello, Richard, Elizabeth and Jonathan.
Hi, Rich, hi. Lizzie and John.
17, 15, 13. Yep. Oh, those teenage years.
Can I just say something? Richard, stop rolling your eyes. Lizzie, pay attention. And John, stop moving your bum around.
Okay. Thanks, Uncle Brett. We love you too.
But once you had, obviously you had the kids and you had a fantastic job raising the kids, you did something really quite admirable. And I think you went back to study.
At the age of about 32, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. I went, I had a degree in history and politics, which was really useful as a stay-at-home mum for 10 years. And no, that's unfair. It was useful. And yeah, so I went back and I'd seen, you know, what their teachers did at school. And as a younger person, I was quite often playing schoolhouse. Paul Brett had to endure that many a time.
Yes.
Blackboards.
It's all right.
And a lot of people had always said to me, be a teacher. But you know what you're like when you're 17 and making uni choices? No, I'm not being a teacher. Just because you want me to.
No, but it's also like, I've just done 12 years of schooling. Can I have a rest?
Yeah, no. And there was no way I was going. But I did choose a degree that meant that I could go back and do a grad dip. So, and early childhood, I've always been good with little kids. So, yeah, I'm a kindergarten teacher.
Fantastic.
And this is my 8th year of teaching, and I love it.
Yeah.
And I do love the holidays, I've got to tell you. 12 weeks off a year is nice.
Yeah, it's not bad.
And, you know, don't get paid the big bucks, but it is a profession that gives you lots back. Yeah. And, you know, you look at those kids,
I think
how far they come in 1 year.
I was going to say, I think particularly with kindergarten, because that's that first...
It is.
You know, it's that first step out of home. It's that whole, like, socialisation of children. You must see some really wonderful things
you
over
do.
The course of that first year.
And they're
year.
Little sponges at 4 years old. Yeah. You know, anyone who has to talk to a four-year-old, you'd be surprised what they can actually do. I think parents are quite often surprised by how much their child can do.
Yeah.
So that's lovely. And I teach, you know, I have 40 children each year.
My
so
God.
It's a fair whack at kids. But I do love it. Yeah. So hurrah. It's nice having a job that you love.
Oh, look, absolutely. Oh. Yeah. Have you got any nightmare parents, can I ask? Is it like dance moms?
Just in case any are listening. No, all my parents are lovely. Except for those 27 that aren't. No, look, absolutely. And it's a lot of, quite often it's parents' first time.
Yeah.
And I teach a lot of children that don't come from Australia. So English is their second language. And that's tough too. Yeah. And those parents haven't been to school in Australia.
But
their expectations are different.
At your school, how many languages are spoken other than English?
Yeah, I know. I couldn't tell you, but well over probably 50.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of languages. So, it's another interesting thing. But on Harmony Day, when the food comes in from different countries, we have a feast.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what we get. Oh, my lordy, it's fantastic. So that's a good thing. But it's great. It's nice having a fulfilling job that you enjoy to get out of bed for every day.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It is hard to find that profession. And, I always admired you when you said, if I did this for the rest of my life – until retirement, you were quite happy with that.
Yeah. Look, it's exhausting. Don't get me wrong. I lay on a couch a lot of afternoons when I get home. And I feel for my three kids who maybe don't always get as much back. Being a single mum, I have a hard journey. But, you know, it's good. I hope I'm making a difference.
I'd say you are. I'd say you were. And can I say, you've got great kids yourself. So you did a fantastic job of raising your three.
Yes. Thank you.
And I'd say you do an absolutely amazing job of introducing 40-odd kids a year.
I do.
Into the world. So,
and I come to Melbourne every year for a week off.
to decompress.
Yes. Decompress. I do. And that's why Bonnet Day is so important to me.
But Beck, saying that, for those listeners or people who are interested in getting into L&D or teaching,
yes,
have you got a little bit of, like, a pearl of wisdom to share, maybe?
If you feel passionate about anything that you do, it's easier to put yourself into it.
Yeah.
So
if
you hate what you do, then change it.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. Don't put up with it. It's not okay. It's at the end of the day, you need to earn enough to live and live comfortably, but if you enjoy what you do, you never work a day in your life. Oh, there so you go.
Well done, Miss
Winfrey. Pearl of wisdom. It took me a while. Hallelujah.
This is champagne radio tonight, my love. Makes a nice change from our usual.
Sissy be going all open on our ass.
Watch out. If I start giving away cars, then we are.
Oh, my God. So be like, don't let something change it. Tired, go to bed. Fat, stop eating. I quite like that sort of hard-hitting black and white approach.
You know, and I like a bit of black and white. We all need it.
We sort of do. And everything gets so grey, and grey is great, but sometimes it's just like, get
real.
You've
got
real.
One life to live. Let's
I think
do that.
This is why I love our dynamic between the three of us, because we are all very black and white. We're rarely grey on things, and if we do find anything that we're quite grey on, usually we don't give a shit enough to talk about it, so we move on reasonably quickly.
Yeah! Hallelujah!
You're listening to Brett and Andy tonight, and our very special guest star, Sissy, only on Joy 94.9.
Australia's most amazing gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew and our very special guest, the gorgeous Rebecca on Joy 94.9.
Now, part of Chatterbox, Beck, as you've probably heard the show every Wednesday night, is that we ask our guests to choose four songs that best represent them or have some sort of impact or influence on their life. And you've chosen probably one of Andy's and mine, and now yours. She's such a great singer, and she left us too soon, the beautiful Amy Winehouse.
But before we talk about her, can we just say how hard it is to choose four songs?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I know everybody says it, but if you have never been and haven't put in this position, go and try and choose it. The next day, you'll change it, and 5 minutes later, you'll change it.
Absolutely.
And it's hideous, and I wanted to change it that many times. But Amy is on my iPod. I love Amy Winehouse. This voice... Oh, my Lord, I wish I could sing like
there
this.
There really is just something about that voice. And that I remember voice. I came to Amy reasonably late in the piece. And I
me
think
too.
It was,
yeah,
Rehab. So it was like completely Rehab. Missed the Frank album.
Yeah, me too. Yeah,
but same. Once I first heard Rehab, went out and bought Back to Black.
Yeah, me too.
Played same. The whole album from start to finish, then got into Frank. And literally, we just couldn't get enough of
no,
her.
No, yeah. No.
Because there was something so unique about the way she sang.
She
and the,
sang.
And
her
lyrics
attitude.
That she sang, absolutely.
And you know, that old world kind of voice.
Yes.
And then current, oh, just ridiculous.
And I think the thing is then as well, particularly with the Back to Black album, you throw the Mark Ronson production over the top of it.
Yeah.
And he did some really genius stuff with the way he brought in that sort of girl group sound.
Yeah.
Which was just phenomenal.
And the thing is, look, for me with Amy, and I hate comparing singers of past to current singers, but there was that whole Billie Holiday thing going on with Amy.
Yeah, no.
She had such a unique voice. Yep. Let's face it, she had a turbulent past with drugs and alcohol, and it was a shame that it unfortunately eventually did her in. She did a great album with Tony Bennett.
She did just that before song she died. On his duets album. Yeah.
But she had still gone too soon.
Yeah,
for sure. But we are left with her legacy. We at least have the songs to sing along to, which is really sad. But I catch myself when I go for a walk down to the beach most mornings, and Valerie comes on, and I must say, catch myself singing out loud, which I'm sure is lovely for people walking past me.
Why particularly? Oh, why Valerie?
I don't know. I don't know what it is. It's just it's that thing that some people have. It's just that song. And maybe it is Mark Ronson's influence. He just.
Do you know the interesting thing is with this show?
Absolutely.
I just always thought it was an Amy Winehouse song.
Yeah, me too.
It's
to start
version.
With.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Somebody else sang it before. I don't know who it was.
Oh, we don't care who it was. She was obviously not.
It's Amy's now.
Yeah. She owns it.
And here it is now. It's Valerie. It's the Mark Ronson version. You listen to Joy 94.9. It's Chatterbox.
Yeah.
Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew and our very special guest Rebecca on Joy 94.9. And that was Rebecca's third track for the night, which was Amy Winehouse and Valerie. And I forgot to mention,
yes,
there's actually an Amy Winehouse documentary coming out this year. So jump on YouTube and watch the trailer of it. It looks like it's going to be amazing.
Fantastic. Oh my goodness. So, now, my love,
yes,
what's your favourite segment?
Out of the Box.
Out of the Box. Out of the Box.
Andy, for those who haven't listened to Out of the Box before, Out of the Box is when Andy asks embarrassing questions of our guests. And Andy, question number one, please.
Now, Rebecca.
Yes, Andy.
We talked earlier. We've spent a lot of time in the 80s tonight. And
it's
the 80s
my favourite
were
time.
A very, very stylish decade.
They were indeed.
They were also potentially fraught with fashion pitfalls.
I hope you're not implying I fell into those traps.
This is where most of mine happened. Yeah. But, but what's the worst thing you've ever worn? Was it an outfit?
I had a good haircut in the 80s.
What was
I
it?
I had quite long hair at one stage and I had the shaved one side
with
the long comb over other side. So shaved, yeah, really.
Was that a bitch
long
to grow out?
I cut the other side to balance eventually.
Was that without your rat's tail?
Well, yeah, there was also... Oh, I forgot
there was
about
a dirty rat's tail.
There was, but that was everybody. Yeah. Had those, but I did snip that off eventually. But yeah, and no, I ended up having to have that other side cut out. But with that long one-sided hair, I had the Terry Towling George Michael t-shirt.
Yep.
Which I waited for in line.
Oh, my God, you did too.
Yep, I love that. And another girl called Rebecca Kent, she also had it. The two Rebeccas, we both had that shirt.
Yeah, but Rebecca Kent didn't know how to wear it, which, you know, bitch stole my look.
And I also had the blue eyeshadow that did go from my lid to my brow.
Garage doors.
Garage
it was like
doors.
All the way.
And I was saying, I got that blue eyeshadow for my 13th, when I was 13 for Christmas, and I used every last drop of that powder.
She
I
did.
Wore it day in, day out.
I'll tell you what, she got her money's worth there. Next question, my love.
Yeah. Nice look.
Next question is, what is that guilty pleasure TV show or movie that you've got, the one you know?
And I knew it the second you've said guilty. Yeah. It's a shocker, but let's just, the stars of the movie. Shelley MacLaine is in this movie.
Yes. Tick.
Ricky Lake.
Oh, sort of a tick.
And Brendan Fraser.
Oh, tick.
Mrs. Winterbourne.
Yes, yes, yes.
Is this it's terribly good.
Is this the one when Ricky Lake turns up pregnant?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
oh, my
yes,
God.
Yes, yes, yes. And she travels by train and there's a plane crash and she's tried on the dead woman's ring.
What do you love about
and
it?
I don't know. I think I was a little bit in love with Brendan Fraser when I first saw it.
Yeah.
So I think that, and I will watch this movie when I'm sad, when I'm happy, when I'm ironing. I will just pop it on. I can't tell you. It's badly acted. Even Shirley's not great in it. But there's a scene when they're tangoing in the kitchen. I just love it. It's the dress. It's very 90s in style.
Yes.
Yeah, I think, I'm sad.
We haven't watched that. Maybe when I'm in a better frame of mind. I'll watch that. Next question, my love.
Rainy day.
Yes. Next question is, because we all love a little bit of drag race in
this
room, including gorgeous, gorgeous Lizzie at home.
She loves a drag race.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sashay away.
Mm. If you had to
back rolls?
If you had to lip sync for your life, what song would you lip sync for?
Oh, look, it's pretty tough to think of. I can think of my slow one really easily because there were many years with my hairbrush in the mirror.
Power ballad.
I know. Well, it's Last Christmas by Wham. It's so sad. But Last Christmas I gave you my heart and the very next day you took that heart away.
The very next day I told you I was gay.
Oh, yeah, well, I didn't know for a long time. I was in love with that man and he really was never going to love me back. Last Christmas, isn't that sad?
No, because I honestly think we all were a bit in love with George Michael in the 80s.
Everybody
had George Michael hair in the 80s when I had hair.
Yeah, no, I've seen the photos.
And can I say then, it flipped over from George Michael. I think I grew it out a little bit too much and it went from George Michael into Princess Diana. It just got a little bit too big and a little bit too blonde.
Yeah. It wasn't Far to Go, I think.
No, it wasn't.
See, I actually remember my sister singing two songs.
Okay.
Right.
Yes.
And one of them was Bonnie Tyler.
Oh, totally.
Total Eclipse
of the
Heart.
I nearly chose that. It was on the shortlist for tonight.
Yes. It's a cracker.
And there was another song and it was from the Fame album. And Rebecca and I actually got to sing it the other night.
Was it High Fidelity?
No, it wasn't High Fidelity. It was... I can't remember the name of the song, but the first two lines of the lyrics go, "The moon's up and the sun's down." And if I remember rightly, we might have done a beautiful duet of this the other night. And the sun's down.
We seem to be singing a lot tonight.
You really do. I had no idea you were so musical.
And I think I should call it, hey, you're listening to Chatterbox tonight with Brett and Andy and our very special guest, my beautiful sister, Beck, only on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
The freshest sounds from around the world.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew and our very special guest, the gorgeous Rebecca, Brett's sister, my delightful sister-in-law on Joy 94.9.
Oh my God, it's come to the end of the show, Andy.
We really are.
It goes so fast.
It does, doesn't it?
So quick.
Andy, what happened to our messages tonight?
Do you know what? Look, I'm so sorry if you sent a message through and we didn't get a chance to read it out. I'm so sorry.
We're too self-involved. We
do tend to go off on one when the three of us are together.
We do.
Too much singing.
And my beautiful sister, the final track that you're going to play out tonight.
Well, I didn't really think of this when I chose it, but it is another Mark Ronson. Obviously, I'm a little bit in love with Mark Ronson. But I just think he makes good music,
doesn't he?
And we need a dance to end the evening.
Absolutely. Oh, go ahead,
who can't not dance to Uptown Funk?
Absolutely, absolutely. My darling sister, it's been too short, but you've been a fabulous guest. This is not the first time you've been on radio, though.
This is the third time on Joy for me. I feel like I'm an old hat. I know what I'm doing now.
Old hat or old hack?
Yeah, one of those.
Any final words for tonight, fellas?
Just thank you for having me.
Always gorgeous
love
to
you,
be
Melbourne.
In the same state as you, Rebecca. In every possible way.
Dance it.
Good night, Australia.
Good night, Australia.
Joy. With Saint Laurent, gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot. Call the police and the fireman, I'm too hot. Make a dragon wanna retire, man, I'm too hot. Say my name, you know who I am, I'm too hot. And my band bought that money, break it down. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk gon' give it to you. Saturday night and we in the spot. Don't believe me, just watch.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.